The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday, May 24th. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Weather was absolutely spectacular here in Ohio. For Joy and I, it was it was a very bittersweet weekend. On Saturday, we laid to rest one of our faithful listeners to this program, Tom Matthews, who had battled all kinds of illnesses for many years, but courageously, he was the oldest living bilateral lung transplant patient in the state of Ohio and the second longest bilateral transplant patient in the country. Battled valiantly until the very end, and we had his memorial service, his home-going celebration on Saturday out in Newark, and it was a beautiful celebration of a life well-lived, servant of God who had just honored God with his entire being. His entire life, I learned a lot about Tom that I didn't know from the different people that shared, and a fitting tribute to a life well-lived. That was Saturday, and I hope you'll continue to pray for his dear wife, Kim, his two children, Ben and Aaron, the entire family as they adjust to life, knowing that Tom is not here, but in heaven. So that was a good part of Saturday. Then Sunday, Joy and I had the privilege of being in the Bridge Church down in Lancaster. What a great church. Sweet people. God has just provided for them a beautiful building. They had been meeting for quite some time in a remodeled barbecue joint. They'd done a really great job in remodeling it and so forth, but then God provided them with an actual church building on Fifth Avenue in Lancaster. Beautiful building, large building. They'll have plenty of room to grow. And Joy and I just had a wonderful time being with those folks yesterday morning. And by the way, I want to say thank you to the listeners who came just to meet Joy and I I mentioned last week that we were going to be at the bridge, and we had some of our listeners come yesterday morning, and it was such a delight, such a privilege to meet them. Thank you. If you're listening today, thank you for coming. Folks were just really responsive to God's word, and at the end of the service, eight individuals raised their hand and said that they had trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Led people through a sinner's prayer, gave the gospel, gave an invitation, and eight individuals raised their hands and said that they had accepted Christ as Savior. So it was a good day, and then yesterday afternoon, Joy and I got to spend some time with one of our adult grandkids. That was just absolutely wonderful. Had such a precious time with him and his sweet girlfriend. It was, like I said, it was a bittersweet weekend. Saying goodbye to one of our faithful listeners, but celebrating the fact that we know where he is. I'll never forget when my mother-in-law passed away many years ago, long time ago. Shortly after she died, someone came to my father-in-law and said, I am so sorry that you have lost your wife. And my father-in-law, without even thinking, said, oh, I didn't lose her. I know exactly where she is. And he wasn't trying to be smart. He was telling the truth. He did know where she was. And it's just a reminder, folks, this time on earth is temporary. It's temporary. And we have no idea. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. So God already knows when, where, and how you and I will breathe our last breath. He already knows. We don't, but he does. And when that happens, and it will happen to all of us unless Jesus returns, which would that would be just fine. That would be just fine. But when that does happen, the only thing that matters, how much money you made, doesn't matter. What you accomplished in business or education, doesn't matter. If you were a good dad, good father, good grandfather, good grandmother, well, that's okay. But as far as eternity is concerned, it doesn't matter. There is one thing that matters. And that is whether you have trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Not that you were religious, not that you were baptized, not that you were a member of a church, not that you were born in a Christian home, not that you did your best to treat your fellow man right. No. None of that. What you did with Jesus is the only thing that will matter. So, as I asked a couple of times last week, if you and I were talking face to face, could you take me to a time and a place where you repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Now, I don't care whether you remember the date on the calendar. It was many years after I accepted Christ. I didn't know what the date was. Many years later, I went back to my home church. They got into the records and found out it was July 22nd, 57. July 22nd, 1957 is when I trusted Christ as Savior. But I didn't know the date for a long time, but I could sure tell you all the details. And that's the important thing. If I asked you, can you take me to the time and the place where you repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to save you? If you cannot tell me yes and give me the details, how do you know that you're born again? Well, Bob, I've always been a Christian. No, you haven't. Nobody has always been a Christian. No, body. Well, Bob, you know, I've always just tried to do the best I can. Well, good for you, but that's not going to get you to heaven. Do you know Christ as your Savior? And if not, you can do it today. You can do it right now. Confess that you're a sinner. Tell God, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I know I can't save myself, but I know that Jesus died for my sin. And right here, right now, I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life. You could do that right now. And then you could know that you know that you know. And as I say often, if you do that, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com. I'll correspond with you. We'll get some literature to you to help you in your growth. Try to find a good church for you, close to you. But let me know, bob@bobtalk.com. All right, we will step away for a moment, and then we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And oh, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. This headline really caught my attention, but then after I read the story, I had a completely different viewpoint. Headline: Facebook shuts down prayers for Israel page with over 77 million followers. All right, here's the story. A gentleman by the name of Mike Evans created a Facebook page with nearly 80 million users. The page was called the Jerusalem Prayer Group. It was a Facebook page for people to be encouraged to pray for Israel, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we are commanded to do in the Bible. Facebook, however, shut it down. And my first thought was, oh, no, once again, we got censorship. Well, here's what happened. The page, Jerusalem Prayer Group, that, again, was put up specifically to encourage people to pray for Israel, the people of Israel, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and so forth. The page, since the conflict between Hamas and Israel started, the page has been overwhelmed with thousands of anti-Semitic comments. Nazi pictures, Nazi propaganda, hate speech, some vile anti-Semitic comments, and it got so bad that the comments on the page violated Facebook's decency standards. So Facebook said, we've got to shut it down. I have mixed feelings. I hate it when Facebook censors, particularly a group like this, the Jerusalem Prayer Group. But according to Facebook, they shut it down because of the vile, violent, anti-Semitic comments that were placed on the Jerusalem Prayer Group page. Now, much of the world may not be aware, but you are, because as I continually tell you, you are smarter than the average bear. And most of you know that the rise of anti-Semitism in America is almost unparalleled. Almost every day now, for probably, well, almost 3 weeks, we have had violent encounters in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, wherever there is a community that has a strong Jewish presence. There have been violent confrontations from Arabs and Muslims. So far, now it might happen, But so far, I have not heard of one incident where Jewish young people went and attacked a bunch of Palestinians, a bunch of Arabs, a bunch of Muslim young people. I have not heard of one. Like I said, I suppose it could happen. But there have literally been dozens of incidents where not just Jewish young people, older Jewish people. One man in New York was almost beat to death. In New York, two Israeli teenagers, Jewish, they were American, Jewish-American teenagers, were beaten almost to death with clubs, bats, and so forth. And actually, an Uber driver that was driving by the scene jumped out and helped rescue them, or they very possibly could have been killed. This violence against Jews is becoming very serious. And sadly, it took many days of this violence for President Biden to finally come out and condemn it. He did, finally, but it took quite some time for him to come out and condemn it. So anyway, the Facebook page Jerusalem Prayer Group has been permanently suspended. Mike Evans, who created the Facebook page, has appealed that decision, even though he knows if it's put back up, the anti-Semitic comments will take place again. No, I don't have time to get into that story. I'll wait till after the break. A couple of people have asked if Joy and I are going to be at the Bridge in Lancaster again this Sunday. And the answer is yes. We had a voicemail here at WRFD asking about details for the church. It was left over the weekend. We didn't get it until today, sadly. But yes, their Sunday morning service is at 10 a.m. It is the Bridge in Lancaster. And the address is on 5th Avenue. But you can look it up, particularly on Facebook. They have a very nice Facebook page. Go to Facebook, do a search for The Bridge Lancaster. And yes, we will be there this coming Sunday. Two Sundays in a row, last Sunday, yesterday. And then we will be there again this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. in their morning service. So just as an answer to a couple of the folks who have asked, the answer is yes, we will be there again this coming Sunday. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, another state is taking action to outlaw critical race theory in public schools. Now, I want you to hear this. This is the state of Texas. It is HB 3979. In the legislation, critical race theory is not mentioned. But I want you to hear what will be forbidden in Texas public schools. And I want to know if any of you would disagree that none of this should be taught. So stay tuned.